Mix 94.7 KMCH guest of the day on this Tuesday, the last Tuesday of July, by the way. This is one of those months where we had 5 weeks, and there was great debate, Mr. Tim Vick, as to, do I need to walk over and get him? Because it says it's there, but it's the fifth. And then here he walks, and all the world's problems were solved. I'm like, Like you said, it's a calendar. It's not necessarily the gospel. It's like, hey, here's a thought. Maybe you talk to this person. How have you been, man? It's been a couple weeks.
Wonderful. You know, I'm happy to see you're back from fair festivals.
Me too. Got my summer haircut. I think I got all my laundry done, all the fair dust and dirt washed out and everything.
I'm just wondering, are you going to be a judge now? Can you judge the animals?
You know, I'd be more like a pie or baked goods judge.
Okay.
There's talk of they want to do a celebrity, and they clearly use that term very loosely, like a celebrity showmanship contest at a couple of the county fairs I was at. I'm like, only if we do dairy, because that's what I know. Or if I show up with like one of the cats under my arm and do that, I'm not going to lead a big beef cow. I did that at the state fair one year, Governor's Charity Steer Show. And those things, it's like towing a truck around, but it's a truck that has an attitude.
I've always heard those are rigged. Governor always gets...
Governor or somebody. Yeah. It's one of the first two people that go through the show ring. And notice they never invite anybody from Eastern Iowa anymore.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't think they know this part of the state exists. No, I've done it one year, and it was the hottest. It was the day. It was the year before they air conditioned the big pavilion there at State Fairgrounds. Yeah. See, now it's air conditioned, but the year I did it, it wasn't air conditioned. So you factor in sweaty people and sweaty angry cows.
Yeah.
But I'll talk. I know people. We need you over there.
What? No.
I'll go if you go. They get us two steers. I'll show one. You show another one.
I want one that was trained.
Well, they're usually trained. I think one year, Governor, the year I did it, Chet Culver was still governor, and he got stepped on by the cow.
Oh.
I think it might have broke his foot.
Yeah.
I think they might have just taken the cow out back and, you know.
Yeah, steel-toed work shoes.
That's why, you don't wear high heels or flip-flops or anything, but it's a cool experience. But we have two more county fairs. We got Dubuque County and Clayton County, and then we're state fair time.
Yeah.
Manchester's kind of gone back to its usual, just kind of quiet summertime stuff.
It has. You know, we do have stuff still going on. That's for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we still have the car show, the country car cruise. August 4th, we have Elizabeth Mary Band down for Music on the Go.
Yeah, got the band tonight at Terrell Park, too, the municipal band playing tonight.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, there are still a lot of things to do. Summer's not over with yet.
Mm-hmm. It's just calmer now.
It's calmer.
I can actually go out and enjoy it now because I'm not running 92 different places and everything.
But, you know, we've had great luck with our softball teams and our baseball team going to the state. We just had so many things going on, a lot of great things in town, and that's really things we should be happy about.
You know, I tell Eric, because Eric and Marcy are moving up this way, and I told Eric, what I love about Manchester is I can walk anywhere in downtown. I park here at the station, want to go get a cup of coffee, walk a block or two, want to go grab a sandwich, options are right there, and everybody's nice. Yeah. Everybody's all pleasant. Oh, how are you? There was last week in the rain, we walked to Aunt Emmy's to get coffee, and the flag had fallen out of the flagpole. I'm going to climb up and put it in there, and was a horrible idea because I don't have upper body strength. I'm built for marching band, not for football. And it took three of the KMCH employees to hold me up so I wouldn't slip, but people are like honking and clapping as we put the flag back in the flagpole.
Was that really the case, or were you just wanting them to put you on their shoulders?
No, they didn't. It was a lot of shoulder on the rear end, but I don't know if the people were honking because we were putting the flag back, or if they wanted me to fall. I haven't decided yet, but there's something going on in this town. I love it. And you're the guy that kind of gets to lay claim to, this is my city. I get to help make things work. And you got a good council and good mayor and Mayor Connie to make things, like the water tower says, making it happen.
Yep. You know, it really is about the council and the elected officials we have. You know, they help set the direction.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have all the volunteers that help up. They step up and help us get to that goal and getting things done. So really it is about a community effort and everyone getting together, getting behind each other and working towards that common goal.
And I love it. It's such a great, I like to, maybe my second hometown. Mm-hmm. Fayette might get a little jealous, but I'll say maybe Manchester, we'll claim it as number two. What's on your mind today, sir? What have you been busy doing the last few days?
You know, we had a short council meeting again. Excuse me.
It's kind of that season, allergies and stuff
is
blowing through the air.
Is it or something?
I think so, and then that's been so muggy, like it's all kind of near the surface and everything.
Yeah, but we had a short council meeting, trying to get through the summer. A lot of the projects are still ongoing. So, you know, we're going to talk about East Main Street. You know, we're hoping to start seeing some concrete go down next week.
Oh, cool.
So we're hoping to get through this phase and get on to the next phase and continue to see progress on that project. I know the contractor's been working really hard. They've got two crews in town working on that. They're staying focused and dedicated on it. We're trying to get it done as soon as we can. So it'll be exciting, though, once we start seeing some concrete go down.
I came into town this morning. The guys were out painting the lines and the turn arrows and everything. I was like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Our guys are out there doing the street painting, getting the parking lanes painted, yellows, the no parking areas, and everything else. So we do that every year. It's a lot of work, but weather's perfect for it right now because low humidity this week.
Yeah, good painting weather. See, up in Fayette, we had one guy with a spray paint can. That's all. And it was Tim with a can. He just, it's done. No, there was a whole crew. Commend those guys because they were out there this morning. I rolled into town about 10 to 5, and they were out there just working along. Not a one of them looked like they were in a bad mood.
No, so. They're usually pretty happy about getting out there before the traffic gets out there.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we got East Main going on. I know... my pet project, the one I'm so excited for, is Shelley Park.
Yep.
What's the latest on that?
Talked to the architect a week ago. He'll be coming to the city committee, the whole meeting, talk to the council and the department heads, kind of show some proposals on what his vision is with what the University of Iowa students have put together. So we've got the basis from the University of Iowa students. The architect will put his touch on that and get together with some prices, what we're looking at. And then we need to start working and moving forward as far as getting the bidding documents put together, the construction documents, going out for bids, get that stuff going so that we can start construction later this fall.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, a month from now, we'll be talking school. School will just about be starting in Manchester a month from today. We'll be like 3 days away from it.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with Mr. Foley regarding the closing of the pool. You know, how late's the pool going to open? Right now, we're still anticipating. I don't have the calendar in front of me.
See, you've I told you how good mine is. Let's see. Hang on. I'll hand you my phone. You can look at my calendar. You can look for dates at least. There we go. Hang on. Here's...
Because I think it's the week before school starts.
So that would be...
The 21st, maybe?
So Sunday the 21st and Monday the 22nd.
Yeah. So I think Sunday the 21st is kind of what we're looking at right now.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because let's be honest about it. We start losing all of our help. They go back to school. They get into the football, the volleyball, the different sporting events, and you know, band has things going on too. So you lose your help, and so the end of the season, they're kind of over it as well.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Believe me, living, you know, dating somebody who runs a pool, I get it. I've heard about it a lot. So, but the other thing is, the pool's been open. I've driven by there. There's a lot of people there every day. Even on these cooler days we've had, the place is just jam packed.
Well, I tell you what, it really has been a warm summer. This is the first week where the weather's been a little cooler. I don't know that we've closed at all for cold weather this year.
I don't think so.
We've done that in the past, but haven't had to do that. As a matter of fact, it's been so hot, the heater has been off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we haven't had to heat the pool for a while. This week, we might start having to heat it overnight, but yeah, it's really getting to the point where it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, we've had that in the past, too, where the pool's been too hot.
It's like a bathtub.
Can we bring in some ice?
Go run up to the gas station, dump a few bags of ice in. Could you imagine?
So, yeah, it's just, you know, the pool's been going great. I appreciate all the employees who are working there and being out there and doing the stuff they're doing. And, and it is, you know, yes, they're sitting in a chair, but they have to be watchful of everything that's going on. So, you know, paying that attention and stuff. It's sometimes a harder job than people think.
Well, and the training that's involved beforehand. And I know there are some bigger, like Cedar Rapids, they didn't have enough staff. They closed some of the pools because they couldn't get them staffed. Here in Manchester, it's been open the whole season because you've got the staff willing to help.
That's exactly right. And that's why we're planning to go until August 21st.
Gotcha. And if that, you know, should anything change, we'll keep you up to date here. You and Janelle yesterday were chatting about this program with lead-based paint in Manchester homes. Talk a little bit about that, too, if you could.
Yeah. You know, we're working with ECIA out of Dubuque. They're a COG. I'm not going to go through the acronyms. Basically, they help smaller towns out. And so what they're doing is they're applying for a grant to help for lead-free and healthy homes.
Okay.
And so the older homes prior to 1970, I believe it is, or 71, lead was in the paint. Mm-hmm. It was pretty prevalent in a lot of paint. So now we're seeing those older homes. We're seeing lead exposures. The paint's chipping. Kids are getting exposed to it, whether it's in the windowsills, the dust. And so what they're really trying to do is find a way to abate that lead.
Okay.
Whether it's encapsulating it or removing it. And so if we have property owners that are interested in participating in that, well, we have a pamphlet down at City Hall. There's no cost to them.
Okay.
The city's picking up the match. The first program we participated, we started in October last year. It was a $1,600 match from the city. So $16,000 project per home is what they average or consider to be mm-hmm. average. So this new project they're looking to apply for, the costs have gone up. Mm-hmm. So it's $2,000 match or $20,000 per home. And there's a lot of cost, administrative costs, but ECIA handles all of that stuff. So basically they're looking for people that maybe not have means to cover the cost or if they have children living in the home. And so those are the two requirements. And,
okay.
And you can always call and find out. They're willing to help with people and get them the direction they need or find the help they can help out
okay.
with.
Okay.
So we've had 5 homes that are completed, 4 that are in the process. So this first year we do 10 per year is what we put our cap on.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And just call you guys at City Hall if you got any questions.
You can, and we're going to give you the phone number to ECIA.
Okay.
We have the pamphlet available, and it'll be up on our website here today.
There you go. And speaking of a website, you got the new app downloaded on your phone yet? You should, because it tells you all the stuff going on and if you got any questions, yeah, too.
Absolutely. You know, the website and the app really work well together. If we have an announcement that needs to go out, it'll send you an alert,
mm-hmm.
Notifications. And I like that, especially, you know, we're not trying to inundate people with everything.
Yeah.
But we want them to know when there's something big going on.
Mm-hmm. Like if there's a closure or, you know, knock on wood, when that first snow falls, like, you know, snow emergency, yep. where you can and can't park and all that stuff. So
and that's the challenge. I can't remember, am I supposed to park on the outside today or the inside? And
just not in the middle of the road. Tim Vick with us, City of Manchester here. What else is on your mind, sir? I mean, you're going to be, you guys taking like a big family trip, anything before school starts?
No, not for us this year. We're calmed down just a little bit. Wife and kids have been out to Florida. They've been out to New York, so it's...
You guys take off, we lose half the staff, you realize. Well, there goes Ashley, there goes Matt, there goes... Well, I guess yeah. it's just Eric and Justin running the show now, so...
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder what kind of influence you were on my son working at the fair.
He had a great time. I've texted him a couple times. I'm like, I need you to do this. I'm like, by the way, is it Matt or Matthew? What do you prefer? That should have been the first question. But no, it's good to have them. And what I love about this area, and it goes back to volunteers mm-hmm. and people getting involved... Everybody's doing something
yep.
for the greater good here. And it's such a, you don't get that everywhere, but we've got it here, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of the things I had a professor tell me. It's, you're going to get out of the community what you put into the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're vested, if you're active and being a part of the community, you're going to get more enjoyment and quality of life
yeah.
out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tim Vick with us. The Tuesday morning sermon. I think that's a good little take-home message there. Next couple weeks, anything from a city standpoint need to keep our eyes out on? Obviously, the construction rolling on yep. East Main. Anything else?
I know the Keep Iowa Beautiful committees, our hometown pride committees, are meeting and they're getting together. I think tomorrow night at 6:30, the Dog okay. Park committee is going to be meeting out at Cobblestone Hotel.
Oh, yeah. The Dog Park. Yeah.
And so we've had some posts out there on our Facebook page that's on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a lot of volunteerism from people that we haven't heard it from before.
That's great.
And that is great. We want to see new people, new ideas,
mm-hmm.
And get more people involved.
Awesome. Always good to see you, my friend. Best. Yep. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right,
so
perfect.
From now on, if it's on the calendar, I'm just going, Tim's on his way in.
Yep.
So, and if he's not, I know how to call you.
Sounds good, Justin.
Tim Vick with the City of Manchester here, our guest of the day on Mix 94.7 KMCH.